Hello and welcome to Parental Guidance Suggested. I'm Jane Ellen.
I'm Adam Cravens.
And we are talking about The Rock.
And that there skyscraper.
I'm all about the skyscraper.
I believe that's how you pronounce it. That's how I've been pronouncing it.
So already I'm getting the vibe that our boy, Dwayne,
right.
He's starring in a lot of
movies?
Yes, but not just movies, but these. Now it's just left my mind as if it were just a wisp of a thought. The, you know.
You're going to have to give me more.
Towering Inferno.
Die Hard?
Airplane, all this stuff. They're disaster movies.
Okay, I was like, I don't know. Begins with a.
Like, that's what I meant. It strikes me he's doing a whole bunch of disaster movies as well as his other stuff.
I don't want to impugn Dwayne Johnson in any way because, if we ever met, he could break me in half
with just an eyebrow.
So much of an effort.
Yeah.
Like, I think he might accidentally do it and then apologize.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine he's done that to Kevin Hart several times.
Many times.
I don't want to say that he is not a talented actor, but I think sometimes his charisma outweighs his acting talent. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's fine. I'm cool with that.
If you were to put the two of them in, let's say, a smackdown on like performance, Ian McKellen could lay the smacketh down on him.
Oh, yes.
But if you're talking about like just being likable, charismatic, like physically intimidating, yeah. Dwayne mm-hmm. Johnson's all over that.
And now that I've said he's making disaster movies, it dawns on me, if I'm in the midst of a disaster, my mind will create someone like Dwayne Johnson who will certainly fix it all and save me.
I'm going to say if I was in an actual disaster, like let's say skyscraper happened to me,
mm-hmm.
I would probably want Dwayne Johnson being the one trying to stop whatever it was that was
mm-hmm.
going on.
Yeah, and I'm sure he could.
Sometimes I don't think he's acting. I think they actually create those situations and they're just like, watch what he does.
Mm-hmm.
Look, he lifted the telephone pole. Oh my goodness, this is gold.
It does fascinate me how he is. I genuinely like him and I will watch even his crap movies just because I find him so likable.
Okay, the Scorpion King, not an exceptional movie.
No.
By anyone's like stretch of their imagination, but The Rock, like, and if I'm remembering correctly, that was his first like lead, like
mm-hmm, I think it was
film,
because he was Dwayne The Rock Johnson for that one.
Well, I think he was just Dwayne Johnson.
Oh, but, all right.
I think they called him The Rock, which has always struck me as odd because that's a character he played on TV. That's like if when Michael J. Fox was in Back to the Future, they would have called him Michael Alex Keaton Fox, like
Alex P. Keaton.
Well, I'm just saying, like they
You're
keep
right.
calling him the Rock, but I'm like, but that's a character he plays. Like he doesn't really just go around like cocking eyebrows, telling people they're going down to like the SmackDown hotel or what.
And the Rock likes pie.
Well, but he probably actually does.
He does.
Like pie.
It doesn't matter what your name is. You know, I can say we've hung out together because being in the same building at the same time counts, right?
Well, I've been to Bridgestone at the same time he was.
Yeah, me like, too.
Like so, when SmackDown was going. So,
we've
technically
hung out.
Technically we are, I'm going to say best friends.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
If
I would like very
me
much
and
for him
17,000 of our other best friends
mm-hmm.
were all there together for a shindig.
Wrestling was never my great love, but as you know, my husband is all about it. And at the time, The Rock was just rising. And I remember I would stop in the living room whenever he was on because I didn't mind so much.
I'm not
when
a,
he was doing his singing.
I'm not a knockdown, like drag out, like wrestling fan. Like I don't like just seek it out, but like in that particular era, like The Rock, Stone Cold, there was a lot of them that really
Christian.
Kind of stood out and that they were entertaining beyond just, you know,
mm-hmm.
like grappling in the ring. Like they had personalities that you actually wanted to see like what they were doing. I mean, I follow it occasionally now, but really unless it's involving like one of the superstars from that era, like Triple H, Undertaker,
mm-hmm.
and most of them are getting to the point that they should probably not be wrestling like 350 days out of the year. Definitely not The Undertaker.
Yeah, no. But I guess we should talk about his movie, Skyscraper.
Sure, we can do that.
It is rated, what, PG-13?
PG-13, yes.
And did you find it likable?
Yes. I like I was saying earlier, The Rock is always likable. Like, what was the name of that movie he did with, seems like Christopher Walken was in it, The Rundown.
Yeah.
Wasn't a great movie. Like, but I like Dwayne Johnson.
Crazy.
I like Walking Tall. Was that an exceptional movie? Not really. Was The Rock good in it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Skyscraper is another one of those. I think I would have liked it a lot less had he not have been in it.
I get it. I keep saying to my spouse, I want to show the girl San Andreas. And he goes, it's not a very good movie. And I said, but it has.
But Dwayne Johnson, yeah.
Yeah, it's just like, and he saves stuff. I got no problem with that.
Like, somebody was breaking down, like, showing, like, by genre. If you add Dwayne Johnson to your movie, you are guaranteed, like, a... They were breaking it down to the percentage in what genre. If you add him to that movie, if you'll statistically look at like another movie of like a similar like budget and similar genre, it will do better if Dwayne Johnson mm-hmm. is in it.
I mean, look at it. He's done Tooth Fairy.
Yep.
Very, and Steve Merchant's in that too. Very entertaining movie. Wasn't expecting it to be that good. Moana.
Moana really, like, that one surprised. I thought that was just a weird idea from the beginning. But I'm also not the target demographic for Disney movies anymore. Skyscraper, though, like I said, it's a physically demanding role. There's a lot of, like, fire and, like, you know, wood and, like, smashing to be done and mm-hmm. punching of, like
rock smash.
I don't think he ever says that. if they'd put, like, gotten him to play the Hulk, maybe that would have come up.
At any time, does he raise the people's eyebrow?
He is doing that less and less, and I'm proud that he is, because I didn't want that to just, like, be something that just never, ever, like, like, at one point, like, Schwarzenegger's, like, I'll Be Back, like, almost became self-parody, like, towards the end, like... Maybe don't put it in every movie, like Arnold. Like, whatever the case. Skyscraper, interestingly enough, comes on the heels of Die Hard's, I believe, 30th anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this 30 years.
I thought you were going to say Die Hard 30. And it's like, I knew they made a few, but missed a lot of them.
Well, I would argue that this film is better than at least the last two. Like, if you just want to call it Die Hard on a skyscraper, mm-hmm. like, which technically I guess Die Hard was. If you watched that movie and said, you know, Bruce, language. I'd like to be able to bring the family to the one of these.
Mm-hmm.
That's essentially Skyscraper right there.
Or you could just show your kids and go, there's language in this, and Severus Snape.
which is also one of the large downfalls of Skyscraper. Not Severus Snape. He doesn't attack the sky. Oh my goodness. There's the movie right there.
It's writing itself.
The era that like those films came from, when you had like Dennis Hopper as your villain, when you mm-hmm. had Severus Snape as your villain. Like you had
Severus he booked a lot of work.
I can't get it out of my head now. Or Alan Rickman, as he's more commonly referred to.
I want to see Severus Snape in these other movies.
see what you're going to do with that, Dwayne Johnson. Those films, like, one of the reasons why Die Hard works so well, A, is because, like, Bruce Willis cared when he was doing that movie.
Yes.
I don't think he does as much anymore. The script, the idea was kind of new and interesting then. And the villain. Like, I don't think anybody's going to argue that point with me, saying that Alan Rickman is one of the greatest film villains mm-hmm. of all time. And that's one of the things that raises Die Hard. Like,
yes.
Amongst, like, the zillions of copycats, the Speed, Executive Decision, Air Force One, like, any of those
Lion King.
Die Hard on a, Wait, what?
I was just thinking of a beautifully voiced villain, Lion
King.
Oh,
okay.
King.
I was like,
Scar.
I was like, how was the Lion King diehard on the savannah?
Wasn't like, there fire somewhere? There was a stampede.
Sure, right. Yeah. But it takes more than fire to be a diehard ripoff. But that, like, I can't even tell you what the guy, the main villain's name was in this. Like, I could probably pick him out of a lineup, but, like, he wasn't captivating. Like, if you're going to have somebody as charismatic and interesting as The Rock in your movie, you need to have an equally, like, interesting villain to juxtapose against him. And this movie did not have that. Like, the action looks really, like, this was not a cheaply produced film. Like, it looks like they spent money on it. Neve Campbell, who plays his wife in the movie, is not necessarily given equal billing, but, like, she's also not the damsel in distress. Like, she's actually helping work things out as well, which I appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
When you get, like, talented actresses sitting there just basically screaming for the majority. Kim Basinger in Batman. I think she screamed for about 17 minutes if you put it all together.
Now, the story is he tests buildings for safety. He's a skyscraper safety inspector.
He's like a security, not that.
He's like
specific.
The Homer Simpson of skyscrapers.
Basically, I guess he goes in and makes sure that, like, your security, like your fire system, like, he makes sure that, like, your building is meeting, like, all the safety. Mm-hmm. And
so he's the OSHA officer.
Kind of.
I see.
But not expressly.
Okay. And so he is brought in to check out, I'm guessing, the newest, biggest skyscraper in all the land. Is that the story?
That's not exactly how they put it, but you're really not that far off.
Okay. Like, all right.
You said it more like you were a denizen of Oz, but, like, but yes, that's the essential premise for the movie.
And his family gets to come and live there for hashtag
while
reasons.
While he's doing it, yes. Which also gives you the reason why they're stuck in that building when all of this goes down. Like, I'm not ruining anything. I'm sure you've seen in the preview. There's some explosion.
I'm just going to guess. His family gets trapped. There's tension. There's some sort of bad guy, maybe a double cross with a bad guy and a lesser bad guy, and things exploding and a lot of jumping. And then he saves at least his family.
I think you got at least 9 out of 10 on that. You missed one, but you're really close.
So I think
it does not reinvent the genre. Like, I don't want to, like, just down on the movie because it's genuinely
fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, like, I mean, in the way that, like, okay, when I saw The Dark Knight when it came out, what, oh my goodness, 10 years ago. Like, when I left the theater, like, I was just like, I have watched something interesting and
profound.
Like, I was like, I need to walk directly back in there and watch that movie again. Like,
Do you know there are people who don't watch movies more than once?
I don't get that.
I don't either.
No, I mean, there are movies I don't, you know.
Well, yeah.
No, I don't watch any more than the one that I'm just like, oh, fine, I paid to
I'm
see
gonna
this.
I'm going to see how it
darn
is.
I'm going to watch you out of spite now. I don't watch it again after that.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, if I like a movie, if I feel like Forrest Gump, I've seen Forrest Gump, I don't know how many times, Pulp Fiction, I've seen that movie, holy cow, probably at least 100 times.
Mm-hmm.
There are films that, like, they're comfort food for me. Like, no matter how many times I watch them, I can enjoy them and experience something of a hint of what I did that initial time that I saw it.
Mm-hmm.
But I know it's going to be a good time regardless of how many times I've seen it.
Right.
Skyscraper, I don't know, is necessarily that movie. Like I said, I came out, I watched it with Chris and the kids. Like, everybody enjoyed themselves. Like, the kids in general, like, if Dwayne Johnson's in it, like, it's a pretty safe bet.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's almost his own brand.
Yeah.
At this point. Like, dad likes him because he's masculine enough that, like, he's like, oh, yeah, I'd like to shoot a gun like that or throw an axe or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I can't speak to this for myself, but
he's
maybe
juicy
you can.
Hot. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I was gonna say.
But, you know, even
do the women find Dwayne Johnson attractive?
They find him a tad attractive, but yes, I mean, he's totally buff and all. But honestly, what I truly love about him, and it's also what I truly love about George Clooney, I just like their whatever, whether it's them or just a portion of them that is, comes through on screen or in interviews, I just like them.
The je ne sais quoi.
Yes. And I am entertained by them.
Yeah.
There are people who I think I would just enjoy having a conversation with them because they strike me as someone, not just, ooh, I would like them. They just strike me as someone that would be enjoyable to be around.
I get that.
And entertaining.
That's what I'm, like I said, besides the one time me and 17,000 of my best friends got together with Dwayne, I haven't really got to, you know, see the guy. I've seen him in interviews and stuff like that. I've watched some of his movies, but like, if he's not, it's one of the greatest cons of the modern age.
It would be like if we were to find out that Tom Hanks was a horrible person. I don't
even want you to joke about that.
Okay, see, I don't think that's possible.
I'm not comfortable with that.
I am not either. If anyone ever alleges anything about Tom Hanks, I don't, my world
I'll
would
just
crumble.
Choose not to believe it.
I just
They'll
can't.
Be like, but we have verifiable proof.
It's on film.
They just made an HBO documentary
you're
on
wrong.
It. I'll be like, well, for once, I won't watch what HBO has made.
And then there are other people who say, oh, yeah, I could totally see that. But these people.
Like
they,
Dennis Rodman. If like one day, like he just went on like
a, say, I'm buddies
a murder
with the leader
spree
of North
with
Korea?
Like a ninja sword.
Yeah.
Like, I'd just be like, well, I mean,
saw that.
That's strange, but that's. It's believable. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. I got that.
I can see that. And then they could interview Madonna. Madonna. Anyway.
Now, there was an interest. Like, also, like, a lot of his characters kind of share a, not necessarily a disdain for violence, but, like, they're not just, like, say what Arnold Schwarzenegger was in Commando.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just.
Underwearless?
No. Nope, we're not talking about the same movie.
Okay,
no,
right.
not where that phrase came from.
Okay, that's what I thought.
There's a bloodthirst. I would almost say in the movie Commando,
Rambo-esque even.
Yes. in this film, like he refuses to use guns in this movie.
Oh, okay.
And at first, I was just like, well, but it's an action movie. But later on, he fights with a broadsword and an axe.
That's really cool.
And I'm just sitting here going, well. Okay, fine, I'm wrong.
Okay, I can see where the axe would be as part of what's in the building, you know, break glass, all that stuff. Where's the broadsword coming
the
from?
The gentleman that owns the building, like at one point he has to get to him.
Oh.
And he had one like up in his office.
Yeah.
So like he conceals it and then suddenly like kind of like you get this reveal. And I'm just like, oh, that's Dwayne Johnson with a giant sword. Oh, my goodness. It's the sweetest thing since Conan the Barbarian.
So at no time the bad guys, you know, do an Indiana Jones on him and just go.
No.
And they always miss like the stormtroopers.
Well, and even if you did, I would believe it if bullets bounced off.
I'd believe it.
Dwayne Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
If I just heard bing, and I'd be like, I suspected that for years.
I would want him to be president because I like him that much. I would think the whole world would in turn do whatever he says because he's so likable.
I would assume, yeah. He doesn't seem to have a lot of trouble getting people to do what he wants them to do. And I would assume if his charisma doesn't work, a nice choke slam like into the ground would then convince them otherwise.
I wonder if anyone ever bullied him as a kid and then he ran into them like when he was 20 or older and just looked at them, you know, just.
Well, if I'm remembering correctly from like some of the bits of history that I've seen, like Dwayne Johnson was never like a petite boy.
Mm-hmm.
Like at no point was anybody like, hey, Poindexter. Like
right.
They might not have like cowered in fear of him, but like. The guy came from like a wrestling dynasty of sorts.
Yes. So and they're like, Polynesian.
Yeah.
And they have that Polynesian body shape, so, which I mean, I believe I have. Only problem is I'm not Polynesian.
I mean, honestly, unless you're Andre the Giant, I don't understand how you aren't physically intimidated by him. And, I'm saying like even back like in his later, like he played football before he got into professional wrestling. Like, He has always been in like some sort, if not a sport, some kind of thing that requires like a physical presence. Like, and he's had it for, I'm going to go, whatever age he is, like subtract, I don't know, 15 years to get him past puberty.
He's got
to
be like 45-ish, 45.
I'd say 45 to 50.
I don't think he's 50 yet, but he's, I'd say he's pushing it.
I'm not going to look like that when I turn 45.
How do you know? You could magically
I'm not telling you I won't.
Imagination.
I'm not talking about imagination. I'm talking about in actuality. And for those that have never seen me, like, physically,
he's very intimidating.
But not in the way that, let's say, The Rock or Hulk Hogan are. I don't want you to be disappointed when you finally see me one day and just be like, oh, that was an entirely inaccurate description you gave. You're much more of a King Kong Bundy like kind of look to you.
You like Jack Black, don't you? Okay, which reminds me. So I'm in a little town in Virginia because reasons.
Sure, right.
And I'm just sitting in the car and I see this guy come out of a building. And this is a rundown shopping center.
Right.
And he is almost wearing a tan leisure suit. Almost. And there is something.
Well, how do you almost, like, did he have it half buttoned?
No,
or like were his pants at his ankles? Like, how do you half wear a suit?
Well, he had on khaki-esque pants. And then he had on a jacket that almost matched it exactly but didn't. So it's not quite
a suit. Like when you have like a black jacket and a black pair of pants, but it's not exactly the same shade or texture or whatever.
And he had the most interesting way of walking. And he was very fey. And he walked out and he'd like step, step, step. That's what caught my attention right away. He's like, step, step, step. And he'd like, look up. And then he'd walk in another direction and he'd just look up. And that fascinated me. So it's like, I got to see what this guy's going to do.
He sounds like Gus Gus from Cinderella.
Well, in my mind, he morphed into Jack Black.
I really like people to fall into two different categories while walking.
Yes.
I call the first Saturday Night Fever
mm-hmm.
and the other one, The Elephant March. That's the way I prefer people to walk. Like, you remember your spectrum the other day? Like, what was it? Like, anywhere between...
Yes.
It was something like anywhere between Incredibles and, like, Human Centipede
yes,
or something.
Yes, yes, that's what it was.
I was like, that's every film that's...
So, where does Skyscraper fall in that spectrum?
And that spectrum, well, it's... Hopefully closer to Incredible. What does that spectrum even measure? I'm just kidding. Like miles per an hour. I know what that measures. Like my fuel gauge. I know what that measures. My height. I know how to measure that.
Watchability, Adam.
Okay.
It's watchability.
So The Incredibles is on the watchable side of the spectrum?
Well, I guess it depends on whether or not you're a psychopath. Oddly enough, I've just been reading up on that.
Fair enough. Fair enough. I'm not, okay. While I don't completely understand our new rating system, I'm going to say with like shrugged shoulders and a question mark, near Incredibles?
Yes. I think this should be.
Skyscraper, it doesn't change the rules. It doesn't rewrite the book. It's fun. If you enjoy movies that feel very Die Hard-esque but aren't quite, you'll enjoy this movie.
And if you have not seen Die Hard.
Oh, good Lord.
You need to.
Watch the first three. The fourth and fifth one never happened. Pretend this is a new Die Hard. Because it's better than at least the fourth and fifth one.
I'm all for that. Now, you and I started to talk about this. I did not get to read the interview, so I can't be totally outraged. But it did come up. At Christmas time past, we showed the children Die Hard.
Because it's a Christmas movie.
It's clearly a Christmas movie.
We're not debating it. We're not asking what you think. It is a Christmas movie.
Yes.
Like it's a statement. I'm not asking if you believe it. This isn't a poll. It's a Christmas movie.
Yep.
There you are. However, and this... I didn't finish reading the article because rage consumed me, and I blacked out, I think. Bruce Willis, John McClane, himself.
Yes.
Said that Die Hard is not a Christmas movie.
Whatever.
I've felt for years that he was steering like further and further away from the gentleman that made Die Hard. I don't know that I've been entertained with a movie of his in
since Die Hard.
No, I mean, at least Die Hard 3. Unbreakable came out in 2002.
So why did he say it's not a Christmas music?
I couldn't read the rest of the article. Okay. I just stopped.
I got to give it a quick skim.
It infuriated me so. It's like hearing Michael Keaton come out and say superheroes are stupid. And I'll just be like, Batman, what? Why are you doing that? Like, I don't even understand why he needed to comment on it. Like, it made me so mad to the point, like, I commented to somebody, you know, I've been against this idea for years. I've written articles on it. I've argued it to other people's faces. But he just put me on the other side of it. It's time for a prequel or a reboot of Die Hard. I'm not listening to this anymore.
Okay, let's see.
Like, he just, you know the character Clint Eastwood played in Gran Torino?
Yes.
That's kind of the way I feel like Bruce Willis
looks at
the world now.
Okay, all right. We do not, he said it at the end of a roast of him.
Oh.
That explains it.
Wait, so maybe he
so
was.
So it's not true, Adam. It's not true. Well, it's true that he said it, but...
Was he just saying it to make
people
angry?
He was just saying it because it was the end of
a roast. He wanted people to be angry? For some reason, he didn't like joy in children's hearts?
Did you know that there's a children's book called A Die Hard Christmas?
No, but I'm going to...
Purchase it now.
Almost immediately after we finish this podcast.
I
get to throw away that stupid Night Before Christmas book. Oh, kids.
Apparently it's very violent, so you'll enjoy it.
Kristen's going to be like, Adam, would you like to read them a story this Christmas? I'll be like, oh, you bet.
I got it right here.
She's like, he's going to pick Night Before Christmas. And then I'm just like, a Die Hard Christmas. She just shakes her head and walks out of the room.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Yippee-ki-yay. And to all a good night.
That is fantastic. So if you haven't seen Die Hard, that tells me that you also haven't watched Brooklyn Nine-Nine, where, again, Jake Peralta, played by Adam Sandberg, constantly references Die Hard the entire series.
Again, to be fair, like, it is the quintessential action movie.
Yes.
Like, I don't think I'm stepping outside of, like, my boundaries by, like, it is probably the best action movie ever made. Like,
and it has everything you need.
Yeah. I mean, it is just, you've got this quippy, funny, like, hero. You have this villain, this exceptional, like, interesting,
vile,
nuanced.
But
villain.
Funny.
Yeah.
Oh, but he's funny, too. And just...
In the same way that, like, Terminator 2 is, like, just a brilliant piece of science fiction, like, a sci-fi action movie.
Mm-hmm.
Die Hard is that for its own, like, separate, like I said, just action adventure. Or the genre, the subgenre that itself created, like, that was mimicked all through the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Executive Decision, Speed, like, we've already named, like, a couple of them, but, like, that's how influential it was. It is 30 years later, Dwayne Johnson just made a Die Hard knockoff. I mean, a good one.
Yeah.
But it's still not Die Hard. And if you don't like Die Hard,
we got a problem.
Oh my goodness. I don't understand why not.
Adam and I have a list of movies that, you know, we don't judge people, but we do. If you don't
I've never said I don't judge people.
Oh, okay.
She's on her own on that one, guys.
I judge you for what you find funny, not funny, or good or bad. Entertainment-wise.
I mean, there's some
things... That's how I judge
There's
you.
Some things, like, we can just agree to disagree. Like, if you don't
right.
like this or you don't like that. But, like, Die Hard, there's just no reason to not like that movie.
Exactly. And then there are what I call the notebook people. Now, those
I've got some ideas on what that means.
The Notebook people, I suspect, are not going to enjoy the Die Hard people.
No, no.
And many women are Notebook people. I will never forget meeting a coworker for the first time, and he introduces himself to, "My name is such and such, I do this and that, and my favorite movie is The Notebook." And I responded in kind. I blacked out afterwards because I just couldn't believe that a grown man had said that to me.
Like, I have never... I dislike Nicholas Sparks before
so
I
much.
Knew... Message in a Bottle.
Much.
Message in a Bottle.
Never saw it.
Paul Newman and Kevin Costner, two screen legends, manages to bore you to tears.
Yes.
If you can make Paul Newman, Paul frigging Newman boring, then, you have done something.
That's a challenge.
Done something exceptional. Terrible, but exceptional.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm just really, really proud that I've raised my girls to be diehard people and not Notebook people. It's important to me.
I don't remember how it's like the time you and I talked about Knights and Rodanthe. Like,
that movie. So I watched it in fast forward in 15 minutes.
Oh, it's now somebody did do a mashup of the poster and switched around some characters and had Heath Ledger and Christian Bale in it. And
I remember
it was
that
Dark Knights and Rodanthe.
That was nice.
And I was just like, now that's a movie. That's a Nicholas Sparks book that like I would watch adapted. Oh, he didn't write that. Never mind.
What I saw of that movie, there was a house that I liked. Most of it seemed to me to be Richard Gere standing in a doorway with his hands up on top of the doorway. That's all I remember.
That's probably all that's in the script.
And I just kept fast-forwarding.
I'm
going
to assume that's what the book was, too. Just paragraph after paragraph. And Richard Gere.
It's such a trial for me to be somewhere in, let's say, a salon, and a conversation about Notebook people type movies pops up, and I know it is not in my best interest to engage.
Yeah, I have to do it a lot, like when I'm in public or at work, or there's so many people will just be like, "Oh, you watch movies? Did you like this?" And I'm just like,
it's like
fighting against all that is me.
You don't want to come across as a jerk. Most
immediately,
of the time.
I need to let people get to know me before
yes.
I start acting like a jerk so that it's endearing and I'm not just difficult to be around.
So many people have said to me, "Oh, well, Jane, you just say the first thing that's on your mind." It's like, no,
you have
do not.
Yeah, you know what? Okay, you've got your notebook. I have mine. Mine's where I write down all the things I don't say to people that I wanted to.
By the time it has come out of my mouth, I've already ixnayed five things.
They have no idea how efficient my editing software is. I'd be jailed, like I'd be deported.
Good
if
thing
I,
that you can't be pregnant, because when I was pregnant, filters just, are down. I don't care what they thought. I was pregnant. I was old.
But I mean,
pregnant.
At least you
Who
have
cared?
You have at least a reason.
Oh yeah, point. Yeah. I had self awareness.
And most of the time, people will not. They won't just be like, "I don't care if they're pregnant or not." They need to be held accountable for. No, no one ever says that.
No, they don't. Le-
generally, least of all their husband.
Yeah. So I realize if you are a Notebook person, you probably like a lot of other crappy stuff too. So we're just not even getting into it.
And in all likelihood, you probably like haven't made it past, you know, podcast one.
Exactly. And you're not even listening at this point.
Yeah.
Because I cannot imagine that you would find us entertaining.
Like once it's gotten to this point, like I mean, yeah. we're deep.
Yeah.
We're deep within the rabbit hole at this point.
I don't imagine that you're enjoying this at all.
Like when I mentioned Die Hard for the seventh time, and undoubtedly they're just like, why aren't they bringing up that?
Yeah. So, which remind me when we're not doing this to tell you of a conversation that I had earlier today, which I just don't think would serve me well to repeat publicly, but you'll enjoy, Adam.
I can do that. I'm in. I like that. A little bit of mystery and intrigue.
I know. Isn't that great? That's a movie I'd watch. Conversations Jane Won't Say Publicly. I'm telling you.
That's an HBO series right there.
It really is, because I've said so much publicly.
Like, almost sounds like a very Curb Your Enthusiasm-esque series. Larry David's not doing anything right now. We'll see if he wants to produce that.
That's right. And he would enjoy us.
Yeah. I think that man has a twisted sense of humor.
He does.
And like, this is just the stuff that makes it to air. I imagine like there's another like just treasure trove, like an encyclopedia of stuff that he said, and they're just like, yeah, well, I mean, you can't go with that. No. Nope. Nope.
So to get back to our movie review.
Yes.
We have established we like Dwayne Johnson. I'm going to say that we have very warm feelings verging on love for Dwayne Johnson.
I think that's fair. That's a fair estimate.
And we would like to be neighbors with him. I bet you he's handy.
I'm just assuming. Yeah, like let's say there's a tornado, telephone pole falls over, and he's like, did you lose this? I found it in my yard. And he's just holding it with one hand.
Yeah,
veins aren't even popping out of his arms. He's got his coffee in the other hand, and he's handing it to you. You grab it, and it immediately hits the floor.
Mm-hmm.
You're just like,
that's how I see it.
Mr. The Rock Johnson, can you, I can't move. It's on my leg. I'm blacking out.
I see that. And Skyscraper is an entertaining summer popcorn movie. Would you say it's a blockbuster?
I don't believe it's doing well enough to be considered a blockbuster. Like, I think with overseas, it will probably turn a small profit, but not in the way that I would assume they wanted it to be.
Mm-hmm. Now that blockbusters no longer exist, do we still say blockbuster?
Well, blockbuster itself was pulled from a colloquialism from the Cineplexes.
Okay.
So I think like it's okay as long as like, just don't say video store, because then like people under the age of 20 will stare at you. And there's still one, Jane. There's a blockbuster.
There is.
Yeah.
Where?
The other two in Alaska are slated to close at the end of August, I think.
Where is this one?
I don't remember. Idaho, maybe, or Wisconsin. It
somewhere in the middle.
Yeah.
Okay.
And there were three. Two of them were in Alaska, and those are closing.
That used to be a thing. We go to Blockbuster on Friday night and get our entertainment.
During the mid-90s, that was a billion-dollar like industry.
Where would we have gotten Tarantino if he did not have a video store at which to work? Where would we have Clerks, the movie? If there was no video store at which to work.
I mean, I guess they could have clerked next door at the convenience mart.
Yeah, I guess.
But it'd be less. Yeah, you don't have as much of a reason for Randall and Dante.
Not supposed to be here. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That's who that guy looked like. He looked like Dante. Remember when I said that guy looks like somebody? He looked like Dante. It wasn't him, though.
Does she know who Dante is?
She does not.
Oh, okay. Then it means nothing.
But it means a lot to me.
Okay. Well, I mean, I didn't say it didn't mean anything to anybody. I said it didn't mean anything to her.
No. I don't think I can yet show the 13-year-old Clerks.
No, or Clerks 2. Probably Mallrats or Dogma.
No.
Chasing Amy, no.
No.
Definitely not. Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. No, I don't want to do that either. Maybe Jersey Girl.
Jersey Girl. Yeah, probably.
Definitely not Zach and Miri.
Nope.
Probably not Tusk.
All right. I think I'll just have to find some of those Kevin Smith interviews that I find so entertaining.
Yeah, that's probably a better jump on. The Clerks cartoon.
You can
watch that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's only like 8 episodes, so.
So therefore my Dante reference is lost in a sea of unseeables.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, to get the full appreciation of what is Dante.
I know.
And I don't mean the Inferno.
Aren't we all just Dantes?
There are a lot of days I feel that way.
Yeah. Anyway, parental guidance suggests you see Skyscraper if you just want to be entertained and not have to think so much.
Yeah, you're not going to run the batteries down on this one.
No.
It's fun. Maybe not like essential cinema, but you know,
It's fun.
At the end of the day, if you entertain me after 2 hours, you did your job.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
I like fun. At any time, does Dwayne Johnson remove any of his clothing?
I think fire does.
Okay.
Fire, and like some striking and hitting and tearing of the clothing.
Yeah. When Skull Island came out, I was so ready for Tom Hiddleston's shirt to be torn or removed. And at the end of the film, I realized that he did not Captain Kirk it at all. And that bugged me.
We watch action movies for drastically different reasons.
I had expected it. I expected, because you know, in the original series, Kirk always has the chest slash to reveal the midsection.
Yes.
Always.
And or sometimes he's just in sick bay and he's like, well,
shirtless.
This shirt is getting cumbersome.
It's too shirty.
Ha!
You know, every time he's alone in his room, shirt's off. Just because. And that amuses me to no end. So I expect it in other things. And so I expected Tom Hiddleston to Captain Kirk it, which I do believe is a verb.
I'll allow it.
So I expect Dwayne Johnson to Captain Kirk it in every single movie he makes.
I believe it does happen, if I'm remembering correctly.
All right. Well, it should. Because if not, I would have to bury myself in another trough of popcorn.
I mean, I don't think he's going to go the way of Brando. Like, but I mean, he is quite the physical specimen.
He is indeed. Yeah. Anyway, what's up next on our agenda? What's coming out?
Mission Impossible.
Oh, yeah.
Fallout, I think.
I'm excited about that because again, I can make a connection to Star Trek and zombies.
So, Fallout's getting some ridiculously good, like, advanced previews.
Yes, too. It has.
Like, what was my favorite ones? They were referring to Henry Cavill's biceps. Like, during the fight scene, they go, His arms are such weapons, he has to reload them every time he punches. It's something to that, and I'm just like, holy cow. No, they're not wrong about that. Like, Henry Cavill does have some guns.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it has been requested that you see Mamma Mia. So,
the first one?
No.
It's not in theaters. I can't do that.
The second one. Now, my oldest child could not get through the first one, but I kept saying, "These are really good songs."
These are, I mean, ABBA is exceptional,
and.
And I like Colin Firth.
I do. And there's a Skarsgård in it.
Skarsgård.
So there are a lot of pluses.
Pierce Brosnan's that former Bond.
So wouldn't it be grand if in Mamma Mia they were other characters from their movies?
I don't think the movie is going to...
wouldn't?
No, I'm not saying I wouldn't enjoy it. I'm just saying, on a practical level, I don't think they got Pierce Brosnan to be James Bond again or Colin Firth to play his character from Kingsman. No point is he's just sitting there going, "Manners maketh the man." Like,
it's. I would watch that.
I mean,
that.
Now again, they'd have me for Mamma Mia then, but like, they have not indicated that in any of the advanced... pre-screening materials.
I was unaware that the first one was so well loved that it would get a sequel.
I'm not the target demographic.
No, you
I don't
are
understand.
Not. No, you are not.
It's the same people that made, I'm assuming, Devil Wears Prada successful. Okay. Oh,
hey,
maybe.
Hey, have you Is seen it? Devil Wears Prada?
No.
Okay. All right. You have to trust me on this. Devil Wears Prada is wickedly smart.
If I'm remembering correctly, Devil Wears Prada opened up against Superman Returns.
I see.
And I can tell you which one I went to see that weekend.
Devil Wears Prada, you will enjoy. Let me put it on the Incredibles.
Incredibles to Human Centipede scale.
I'm going to put it... I'm going to throw in The Incredibles at one end, Human Centipede at the other, Die Hard and Skyscraper are going to lean toward Incredibles,
I don't know how it is
if
that
I put Mamma Mia right before Centipede, I'm still weighting it toward Incredibles.
How it is that no other like film reviewers have decided to go with a spectrum so unusual that not even they know how to quantify exactly what it is.
They're just not interesting
like
people.
It's like discussing the afterlife. Like there's no, it's our metric, and I have no idea what it means.
I mean, I actually have to talk for a moment. I have to find something for you because I have not yet showed my offspring Devil Wears Prada, and it is on my to-do list.
What else is on this to-do list?
Oh, it's things to brainwash them
with. Oh, well, there's
and there is some comedy to be had.
I mean, I do like what Anne Hathaway's in it, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I mean, I like Anne Hathaway.
And the story is she knows all about fashion, and she gets to work at this fashion magazine, I guess.
I can't imagine why this didn't appeal to me.
Well, the thing is, Meryl Streep, you may have heard of her.
She acts some, I hear.
A little, yeah. Meryl Streep is just calls it like she sees it. Okay.
I can imagine why that would be entertaining.
And she does not think that Anne Hathaway's character is worthy of working there. And she's wicked, wicked, wicked in her remarks.
Well, conflict more often than not will drive a film.
Mm-hmm.
And the Odd Couple.
It's not giving me what I want. Anyway, there are quotables that are meant to be cutting.
Zingers,
no,
if you
cutting.
Will.
Cutting to the bone. And you will appreciate them.
Maybe it's on Netflix. I'm not going to promise.
It is on Amazon. It may cost you $2.99.
That's a Happy Meal.
How about I have you come over when I show the girls and I spend my $2.99 in credit.
We could do it that way.
For getting all of Jenna's birthday stuff sent ahead of time so I could say, oh, take a week or 10 and ship it from Hong Kong. And then you give me that $1 digital credit.
And then it's only $1.99 or $0.99.
Even less. See, even the computer agreed. Computer? I said I was going to try to get through one of these without talking about Lord of the Rings or Star Trek. Okay, I just said Lord of the Rings, but other than that, we did.
It doesn't count if we say that we didn't.
Yes, but Star Trek did come up. It was valid.
Yeah.
Okay, so Skyscraper, go see it.
First step is admitting that you have a problem.
I don't think it's a problem. Not for me, anyway.
Well, that's not admittance.
No. You got a problem with it?
Huh? I ain't got no problem.
I don't have a problem with it. Nothing.
Yeah, Skyscraper.
Go see it. It's fun.
Yes. It is amusing. Go do that.
Yeah. And Dwayne Johnson lives?
Do you want me to?
I'm just going to say, I just want to know if maybe his character can then save another tall building in like Skyscraper, the flooded inferno or something.
If they wanted to burn another giant skyscraper and have him stop it from burning and, you know, industrial espionage or terrorists or whatever. Yes. Yes, he could.
Okay. I would see that. They haven't even written somewhere. They're going, they would come to that, wouldn't they?
Hold on. Write that down on that cocktail napkin.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Well, I like to see that he's still working.
Yes. Yeah. He was always been successful. What do you
Why
mean?
Isn't he a Marvel superhero? Because he already kind of is a superhero.
He has been cast as Black Adam in DC.
Okay.
That's the reason why.
So.
I mean, there's not a rule that says you can't. Like, Ryan Reynolds played Green Lantern and Deadpool. Josh Brolin played Jonah Hex, Cable. And Thanos. I mean, you can do it. There's not a rule once you've been a Marvel character. Lawrence Fishburne was Perry White, and he was just Goliath in Ant-Man and the Wasp.
So, who is Black Adam?
Black Adam is a Shazam villain.
Okay.
Like, he's
Shazam, the movie with
Zach,
with Shaq?
No, Zachary Levy. No. No. Not the genie movie.
Okay.
Oh, my. No. Captain Marvel. Like.
Okay. I knew that.
I'm gonna throw up. I'm going to throw up right here, and I'm not going to clean it up.
I just like to bring up that movie as often as possible. Okay, so this is in production, I guess?
The
And when you're saying Adam, you're not saying your name.
It's no, Black Adam is his name.
A-D-A-M or A-T-O-M.
Yeah. Not A-T-O-M. No, no. Black Adam.
Okay.
Like me.
So, okay. Is he a good guy, a bad guy?
He's like evil Captain Marvel.
Okay. I can't imagine him being evil. Does he have a cape?
No, but he has a very, like, do you know what Captain Marvel's outfit looks like?
I have no idea.
Okay. It's similar to Superman's.
Mm-hmm.
He's got, like, a shorter white cape and a lightning bolt across, like, his chest, kind of the way the S is on Superman's chest. Black Adam's costume is like that. No cape, jet black, and there's a golden lightning bolt across his chest.
So, like the Flash?
No.
Flash has a lightning bolt. Doesn't he have a lightning bolt, though?
Right, but like it's not the same.
It's just a lightning bolt. I'm just saying it's a lightning
bolt. It's not because
bolt.
He's fast. He has a lightning bolt because whenever he says the word Shazam, he calls upon the wizard that gives him the power.
Oh, he doesn't say Black Adam.
No. he doesn't announce himself as he walks in rooms. What is he in? A musical? Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, Black Adam! No.
Jazz hands. Okay. Black Adam.
No, he's a physically imposing, like, very, like, Dwayne Johnson is well cast as Black Adam.
Okay, so when does this come out?
It is slated for 2020, I think, now. They're shooting Shazam right now, and he is reputedly getting his own
Again,
movie.
Again, not with Shaquille O'Neal.
No, no. And then the two of them will...
Okay, so he's in Shazam, like, a little, I guess?
They are saying no, everyone is denying it, but they could be denying it because they don't want to spoil the surprise.
So Shazam is a wizard?
No, the wizard is the one that gives Billy Batson the powers. Like, that's what Shazam stands for. The wisdom of Solomon, the strength of Hercules. Like, that's what all of them have.
Oh.
Why did not everyone read Captain Marvel comic books when they were?
I have three much older sisters.
That didn't read Captain Marvel?
Zero. They did educate me in all things Monty Python. But there was no reading of any comic books of any kind.
Monty Python never covered it.
No reading of any comic books. So a lot of this is new to me when you come from the original stories.
Fair enough.
But I didn't even know that there was a Black Adam or Black Atom. But
there's no Black Atom. Like, there's still not one of those.
So for Halloween, were you ever Black Adam? Because you're like, hey, my name's Adam, and there's a character. I'm Black Adam.
No, like, he's a very, like, physically imposing specimen, and I would just look like, I would have looked like a little fat kid in pajamas, like, with lightning bolt on his chest.
I would pay to see that.
And I didn't, you know, I incurred enough ribbing, like, from, you know, liking Star Trek in seventh grade, like, openly. Probably wasn't the best idea I ever had. I still like it. I don't think everyone else agreed with me.
I would like to say this.
Sure.
I understand that it must be incredibly difficult and brave to come out. However, you don't know what it's like to go through middle school as a Star Trek loving kid.
Oh my god! Like, I wore the insignia pin. I mean, like,
that's
on my shirt.
That's you get it from everywhere.
Like, oh, everybody. Like, even some of the nerds will pick on you, and I'm just like, what?
Yeah, because they'll fight you over Star Wars, Star Trek. I like them both.
Yeah. I didn't have that problem. Like, I wasn't, it wasn't one or the other.
But
like,
yeah, when you have infighting within the nerding groups, it's vicious. You've heard of the internet. That's where they live now. Okay?
They just moved on to the internet. Like, when people are like, Big Mac or Whopper, I'm not, why not Big Mac and Whopper?
Yeah.
What's wrong with that, guys?
I don't have a problem
Let's
with that.
Let's have a big, delicious meal. Why? Yep. Why do you have to pick just one of them?
I don't.
You don't.
So, and that's why Adam and I are such a beautiful combination. We like both of the stars, the wars and the treks. There's room for everyone.
For all.
And that's why we felt the need to go this deep on our review of Skyscraper.
True story.
Yeah.
True story.
Okay. Because the skyscraper is so tall, it almost scrapes the stars.
Initially, it was going to be called Starscraper.
Exactly.
But they didn't want to confuse people into thinking it was either of those movies.
Exactly. Starscraper. Jazzy.
Starscraper.
Okay, so we're looking at the new Mission Impossible, and you're going to go see Mamma Mia, and...
I signed nothing. I agreed to nothing. There was not a verbal agreement.
You do know at some point that you have to see something not potentially epic, right?
I mean... No, I didn't. Mm-hmm. I don't know that. No, no. I know nothing.
I see nothing.
See nothing.
All right. Anyway, go see Skyscraper. I know I would like very much to see it, and I have spoken. There you go. You will enjoy it.
The great old
If you would like to communicate with us in some way, you will find us on the social media. And we will endeavor to see as many movies as possible so we can talk about things other than the movies we have seen.
I think, yes. Yes.
Because that's what we do. Parental guidance suggested. I'm Jane Ellen.
And I'm Adam Cravens.